News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties, compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Michigan lawmakers have put the finishing touches on the new budget, including more money for cities, along with an overall drop in state spending from last year. The budget was approved today, says Michigan News Network's Tim Skubick.
The cities and state government have battled for years over state revenue sharing. This year, there's a $5.8 billion increase to cover local safety costs and other local services. The overall state budget is 2.3% smaller this year than last, even though there's more money for schools, roads, state police, Pure Michigan, and the state's rainy day fund will again top $1 billion. Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
President Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's being called a good start by Congressman Fred Upton. He tells us he doesn't think Trump offered any unacceptable concessions at this week's summit.
While nothing has worked under previous administrations, all of a sudden we're getting hurt. And if we can put North Korea back into the sandbox of nations where they actually behave rather than throw sand, if we can get them to disarm and make all of Korea a non-nuclear zone, we are so much better off.
Upton says at least the U.S. is now talking with North Korea. He adds he's encouraged. Meanwhile, Congressman Upton spoke on the U.S. House floor today as the chamber passed his legislation intended to fight the opioid epidemic. He told us his bill in the legislative package focuses on developing alternatives to opioids for doctors to prescribe.
You know, as we hear all these tragic stories, families that are impacted, how they got started on opioids, these painkillers, which are necessary for some of that terrible pain that people are going through. Well, let's see if we can't develop non-addictive painkilling drugs.
Upton says there's promising research that indicates non-opioid painkillers are a possibility. The Advancing Cutting Edge Research Act allows the National Institutes of Health to partner with private companies for research into non-addictive pain medications. The U.S. House approved that plan today. The amount of property tax dollars collected by Berrien County has jumped since the Michigan legislature closed the tax loophole last year. That's according to Berrien County Treasurer Brett Witkowski. He tells us at the peak of the homestead exemption loophole, the county was collecting about $35,000 a month from non-homestead denials. Once the loophole was closed, the county was able to collect around 70,000 in exemption denials on average.
Now the true ramifications of that loophole are in effect, and last month alone, $191,000 was paid to Berrien County. And then from there, that money will go off to the school districts. And in New Buffalo, River Valley, and Bridgman's case, they keep every penny of it.
The loophole enabled property owners to claim the homestead exemption on properties that were not really their homestead. For example, an Illinois resident could get the homestead exemption on a Berrien County vacation home, and the state did little to stop them. Witkowski thanked State Representatives Kim Lasada and Dave Pagel for introducing the legislation that fixed the problem. The Coloma St. Joseph KOA Campground is getting a boost from Hager Township. The township's Board of Commissioners this week approved a commercial rehabilitation exemption certificate for upgrades at that campground. The move freezes the taxable value of the property for the next decade. A new owners bought the campground in August of last year and immediately launched into upgrades and improvements on the 40-acre property. The next phase will include upgrades to the plumbing, water, electric, and sewer infrastructure, and the clubhouse, restrooms, and pool will all be rehabbed. The campground owners worked with Cornerstone Alliance to obtain the exemption. The problem of Japanese knotweed won't be going away anytime soon in St. Joseph. Here's Michael Arney.
The city's Public Works Director, Tom McDonald, updated the city commission this week on efforts to eradicate that weed, which first took hold in the ravine. McDonald says the knotweed was one of his first priorities when he started on the job in 2015.
At that time, we were estimating 3 to 5 years of treatment, and we would have it under control. I think that was optimistic. I think this is going to be ongoing to not only, you know, reduce the stands of knotweed and get it under control, but then to keep it under control.
These plants can't be killed by Roundup or other traditional spray methods, and it only spreads when it's cut down. McDonald says a lot has been learned statewide about it since it first showed up in Southwest Michigan about 5 years ago. It's also found in Benton Harbor in South Haven. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
And a new campaign has been launched by the American Red Cross to attract first-time blood donors. Spokesperson Todd Coleman tells us it's the Missing Types campaign, which draws attention to the different blood types by having major organizations remove the letters A, B, and O from their social media logos.
Take the American Red Cross logo, for example. The American Red Cross logo now is has the A missing and the O missing. And if it's American Red Cross blood, the B and the double O's are missing. So it looks very different, but I think it raises a really good point.
Coleman tells us the point is to illustrate the role every blood donor plays. Coleman says when the letters A, B, and O vanish from everyday life, the gaps are striking. He tells us you can sign up to donate at redcross.org or you can get the Red Cross app or call them. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
U.S. equity markets closed mixed with tech and consumer discretionary companies leading the way. Trading was subdued ahead of the Federal Reserve's Wednesday meeting. Markets appear to be expecting a quarter of a point rate increase. The European Central Bank and Bank of Japan meet later this week. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power up 63 cents at $63.56, Express One up $2.65 at $114.16, and J.P. Morgan down 66 cents at $110.17. GE remains unchanged at $13.98, IBM up 28 cents at $146.86, Microsoft up 26 cents at $101.31. Fifth Third down 14 cents at $31.28, Chemical Financial down 30 cents at $58.53. Stryker down $7.29 at $162.49, and Whirlpool up a dollar at $151.68. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 43 points at 7,703, the S&P 500 up nearly 5 points at 2,786, and the Dow was down just over a point at 25,320. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, a member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. It's a bipartisan call for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, but there have been disagreements on Capitol Hill about how it should be done. ABC's Kenneth Moten reports from the Capitol.
Democrats say President Trump's summit with brutal North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un only legitimizes him on the global stage. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The symbols that were broadcast all over the world last night have lasting consequences for the United States, for North Korea, and for the entire region.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
Nobody has any illusion that Kim Jong-un is a good man, but he does have nuclear capability that could threaten in our homeland.
Many Republicans say they want to give the president some flexibility to negotiate. Kenneth Moten, ABC News, the Capitol.
The parents of Otto Warmbier, the American college student who had died after being released from a North Korean prison last year, are thanking President Trump for his kind words about their son. Fred and Cindy Warmbier said today, after Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, that they appreciated the president's comments. Trump said Otto Warmbier was a, quote, very special person, and that his death had prompted the administration's determination to deal with North Korea. Five states are holding primaries today. ABC political director Rick Klein tells us which races to watch.
The state that I'm looking at most closely tonight is the state of Virginia. It is home to several competitive House races, including one right here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is almost universally seen as one of the most endangered incumbents, and there's a whole raft of Democrats who are looking to take her on. People that come from public service backgrounds, law enforcement, military backgrounds, female candidates, all of whom trying to get their shot to try to take on a vulnerable incumbent.
It's ABC's Rick Klein. Charitable giving in the United States hit a high point last year, topping the $400 billion mark for the first time. The Giving USA report says giving from individuals, estates, foundations, and corporations reached an estimated $410 billion in 2017. That's more than the gross domestic product of countries like Israel and Ireland. It's up 5.2% from 2016. As Italy refuses to take more than 600 rescued migrants, France is accusing its neighbor of cynicism. ABC's Megan Williams is in Rome with more on the rising tensions over migration.
After Italy and Malta refused to open their ports to a humanitarian rescue ship, France has accused Italy of being irresponsible and cynical. Spain offered a safe harbor to the ship, which is now on its way to Valencia.
We say to more than 3 days before the Aquarius enters the port of Valencia.
Says Mathilde Auvillain of the rescue group SOS Méditerranée. Italy's new deputy prime minister says France's condemnation of Italy is rich, coming from France, which has taken in a fraction of the people. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
The American Medical Association has adopted sweeping measures aimed at reducing gun violence, a problem it says it considers a public health crisis. In voting held today at its annual policymaking meeting in Chicago, the AMA agreed to press for a ban on assault weapons and came out against arming teachers. The group says it's frustrated with the inaction of lawmakers. Yes, you did pay more for just about everything last month. ABC's Daria Albinger explained.
The Labor Department says its consumer price index climbed 2.8% in May from a year earlier, with surging prices at the gas pumps driving most of the increase. They're up almost 22% from a year ago. That puts inflation on its fastest annual pace since 2012, but core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, have risen just 2.2% over the past 12 months. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Three law officers from South Florida are in trouble with the law themselves. ABC's Pete Combs tells us they're accused of framing a 16-year-old boy in four burglaries.
Federal prosecutors in Miami say it was all about a lie. One that said the 11-member Biscayne Park Police Department had a perfect record when it came to solving burglaries. So the feds accused former police chief Raimondo Attaciano and two of his officers collected evidence from four burglaries and then lied in their reports to pin the crimes on that teenager. Attaciano is now free on bond. Officers Charlie Diub and Raul Fernandez will be in federal court later this month.
And there's a major milestone that's been reached for the recent Avengers movie. More now from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
We got one advantage.
In about half a month,
he's coming to us.
Avengers Infinity War has done something only three other films have done in history. Crossed the $2 billion mark in ticket sales worldwide. Infinity War joins Avatar, Titanic, and Star Wars The Force Awakens in the super-exclusive club. And Infinity War is by far the highest-grossing Marvel movie ever worldwide. But in North America, it's still more than $40 million behind Black Panther. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.